I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Here's what's happening with Sean Ryan advancing to the general election in November. Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon's next move is unclear. Scanlon has not said whether he'll continue his campaign.
Garnell Whitfield, meanwhile, says he's stepping away from the race with no intention to continue on a third-party line. He won't appeal that judge's decision that knocked him off of an independent line. Republican James Gardner will be representing the Republican Party for mayor.
The contrast could not be greater. This is going to be a general election that it hasn't happened in generations, where there's been this kind of a contest in the city of Buffalo.
That's Gardner speaking with WBEN yesterday, right here. In addition, activist Michael Gaynor will be running for mayor under the Restore Buffalo Party. So just when you think everything's sorted out after primary day, there's still a lot of moves that are going to be made.
As the summer festival season picks up, does large-scale teen violence threaten to ruin the fun? Major fights at Buffalo's Juneteenth Festival and Kenmore Days have led to some feeling uneasy. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more on how police will be looking to put people at ease over the next few months.
With more festivals and other summer activities popping up over the last several years, former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, now with the Tarion Group, says it becomes a strain on law enforcement to adequately provide resources for officers to police these type of gatherings in the event of fights breaking out involving teenagers and young adults.
One of the things that really needs to happen is these event organizers, when they're getting permits for these things, really need to submit a comprehensive security plan. You are responsible for your event. You have to ensure that you have enough resources there to deal with not just security or law enforcement matters, but also for first aid and medical and potential fire and things of that nature. So I think that's the first step, is really kind of scrutinizing some of these events. Have they had problems in the past? Should they be allowed to continue?
Rinaldo adds another key to deterring these fights and other violent activity is having a strong zero-tolerance policy in place. As a result of the fights that broke out during Buffalo's Juneteenth festivals a couple weekends back, Maston District Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart proposed restrictions of unaccompanied teenagers for future festivals like Juneteenth in the city of Buffalo. Though former Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia gives Everhart props for her efforts to try and make festivals safe for everyone in attendance, he doesn't see how such a policy could realistically work.
That would work if it was in a closed environment like Johnny B. Wiley Stadium, for example. Gated, controlled entry points. That way you can actually control who's in there, and if someone gets ejected, now again, you're controlling that they cannot get back inside of the event. It is very difficult, really impossible, to control an open-air event. Like a lot of the festivals that we have, Juneteenth, it's an open-air event. You can walk in from anywhere. So I applaud her for taking a stand on the juvenile issues that are there. It's going to take a lot more discussions, but she opened the door for those discussions.
More from Grimalia and Rinaldo can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. And meanwhile, new details from the Trump administration about the American attacks on Iran's nuclear program.
The White House is pushing back on reports of limited effectiveness, now claiming that 12 bombs were intentionally steered through ventilation shafts of the Fordow facility, inflicting heavy damage. And intelligence officials now insist structures destroyed at three key nuclear sites will take years to rebuild.
That's Andrea Fujii with the latest.
Investors have been largely shaking off any worries about U.S. involvement in fighting in the Middle East, with stock markets hovering near record highs. Stephen Miron is chairman of the U.S. Council of Economic Advisors. He believes investors see the American attacks in Iran to actually lower risk around the world.
Investors know that the president took some very heavy risks off the table with the strikes in the Iran and nuclear facilities. That lowers geopolitical risk, because Iran now has no pathway to a bomb.
It's Stephen Miron with the U.S. Council of Economic Advisors.
The Sabres making a big trade just about a day before the NHL draft begins. Buffalo moving J.J. Paterka to Utah. In exchange, the Sabres receive 6'5" defenseman Michael Kesselring and forward Josh Doan, both recently just played with Tage Thompson on Team USA's gold medal-winning team at the World Championship in May. Doan, name might sound familiar, his father Shane played over 1,500 games in the NHL for the Phoenix Coyotes. In a statement announcing the trade, Sabres GM Kevin Adams said, quote, "One of our priorities as we work through this offseason is making our team more competitive and tougher to play against. The additions of Michael and Josh will help tremendously in both of these categories."
I feel like we've been there before, but what do you
think? I thought it was interesting. It didn't say anything about J.J. Paterka in the statement that was released, or, you know, in any of the stories published by the league or the team, which, you know, usually it's like, oh, I want to thank whoever for a time in Buffalo.
He was a
fan's
favorite.
J.J., well, to some fans, you know what I say? J.J. Paterka, kick rocks. Go see it. You're not happy in Buffalo with all the opportunity you got? We built a German restaurant across the street from the for you.
Right.
Get lost. You know what they sell at the restaurant in Utah? Milk. Enjoy it.
Oh.
I don't know. I like it. The Sabres have a rabid fan base. How many times have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
All throughout the rabid fan base. It's taken a new meaning, though. Now it's rabid as in the fans are ready to pounce on anything. And deservedly so. 14 years without the playoffs. They can't do anything without people saying it's the I told you earlier, they could have traded J.J. Paterka for Sidney Crosby, and people would have said,
still
what an idiot.
It. Yeah.
I mean, it's just that mood for the Sabres right now. I kind of like it, but that's just me.
Yeah.
We'll see these guys, and we'll see if it's the end. All the reports say it's not going to be anywhere near the end of the moves being made by the Sabres over the next few days.
Hey, as American Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Las Vegas yesterday.
After it began sparking and billowing smoke, engine started to smoke just moments after takeoff. The sparks could be seen from the right engine. It's flight 1665 that was scheduled to fly from Vegas to Charlotte. 153 passengers, 6 crew members. Plane was able to taxi to the gate, and the passengers were then deplaned.
Connell McShane reports no injuries with that emergency landing.
So the video from that one is, really, when you see the smoke and everything coming from that plane, very unnerving. Well, it's a growing problem for drivers and pedestrians. Vehicles with more blind spots.
Over the last quarter century, redesigns have actually led to more blind spots on a number of popular vehicles. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety researcher Becky Miller, working with the Transportation Department to measure the changes.
We're pretty alarmed at the increases that we're seeing now that we've been able to quantify these blind zones.
The Insurance Institute will measure blind spots on more vehicles to pressure car makers to improve overall visibility. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
I have kind of noticed that more and more cars are coming out, like, that they can't see.
They're huge.
Yeah, right.
I was just talking about this last week during one of our shows where, I mean, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger, that eventually it's kind of like, hold on. I thought it was funny. I was driving North French. Took me a second. Driving down North French toward transit yesterday, and somebody on their front of the lawn, here, free ad for you. Somebody on the front of their lawn had a dump truck for sale, and it said no CDL needed. But, you know, it was a pretty big dump truck.
Wow.
Not obviously like highway size, but like just under it. And I'm looking at this dump truck, sort of driving past, and I'm thinking, I think a regular size F-150 is about as big as big dump truck is today.
Yeah.
It seemed that, at least in height,
they're getting so big.
And
and they rely so much on these detection systems inside.
You better hope it works.
Right.
On a rainy day like today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey.
The exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast for this afternoon calls for wide-ranging temperatures, upper 60s to near 70 near Lake Ontario, most of us into the upper 70s in Buffalo, low 80s in the western and central southern tier with some partial sun. Maybe an isolated shower later tonight, the low in the mid-60s, scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms for later Friday with some partial sun. Highs are back in the low 80s. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Executive Director of the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy, Katie Campos. And we're talking about what the park looks like now, what it will look like in the near future. Katie, thanks for being with us this morning. Got a look at some of the construction and everything going on at the park. Lot of work still to be done. Where generally are you right now in the process?
We're in a really great space. Construction started about 2 years ago, and we're anticipating that we'll open phase one of the park, which is the bridge, the south end, a number of the fields, around this time next year. So we're in a really good place, and we're excited to work with our community to walk over that bridge and enjoy Ralph Wilson Park.
All right, phase one, phase two, how many phases are there?
There are two phases.
Okay, and when does phase two work begin?
Phase two work should begin this fall, and we anticipate that concluding in late 2027 or early 2028, and the full park being open around that time.
So a lot of people driving by, they've noticed some new things. I mean, the bridge, you can't miss it on the 190. There's also a scoreboard. What is that scoreboard for?
There are a couple of fields going in. We have two soccer fields, a few baseball fields, and the scoreboards and the lights are all for those, which we think is super exciting. I grew up playing soccer there. A number of the folks working on this project and the number of community members who designed this project played sports there, and what better thing for a kid to play under the light? That's super exciting.
The transformation as you drive on that 190, it's really amazing to watch all this. I mean, just lately, you still see all the earth movers and all that equipment, but a lot of trees now have been planted.
That's right. We have about 1,000 trees that will be planted by the end of this calendar year. And I think if you're driving today, you're probably seeing the ground go from brown to green as we're hydro seeding. You'll see all those trees going up on the 4th Street side of the park, on the water side of the park, and it's super exciting to really see it take shape. It's really starting to look like a park. You can check out our Flickr page to see all the aerial photos of the path. There will be four times as many paths. It's really coming together, and we're excited to reopen it for the community next year.
You know, one of the things I noticed in some of the photos that we were able to see yesterday is the bridge that spans the 190, leads right to the park, has a look. I mean, everyone's kind of seen it from what it looks like on the side. I have not until yesterday seen like the look of it as you're kind of walking on it or going right toward it. It is pretty different. It's different than what I expected it to look like. It has this like a unique flare out. I don't know, it's pretty cool.
It's awe-inspiring. The former bridge, the switchback that just ran straight across the highway and dropped you right in the park without a path, without shade. This is a complete departure from that. It's truly a piece of art. And it's stunning walking across it. It's 20 feet wide. It's at an angle, so you have about 100 yards. It's pitched up a little bit on the water side. So when you walk off that bridge, you will have this majestic view of the lake and the river that wasn't there before. A lot of the work over the last 2 years was the infrastructure. We transformed 1 mile of shoreline. The park is being elevated up to 30 feet. You see the rolling hills. And now we're putting the icing on the cake. That's the seeding for the grass, the planting of the trees, the finishing touches on the bridge. All of that will start to take root over the summer into the fall. And then we're excited to welcome the community back into that phase, the South End, about a year from today.
You know, Katie, the park has taken a beating from storms over the years, but it seems now, like you just mentioned, that there's a change in elevation in different parts of the park from all of this construction that's going on. Should it be able to withstand the weather better?
Yeah, we're already seeing it be able to hold off the storms. And we're throwing out transformational a lot, but when you come down there and you see it, you'll really take it in. Where you used to be right at the water's edge, now you're looking down into the water. When I used to play soccer, the ball would get swept up in the wind and thrown off the field. That will minimally happen. We have the structural resiliency measures create multiple lines of defense, starting with that armored shoreline, then the changes in elevation, the rolling hills, then the trees planted throughout. So all of those features absorb all of that wind and wave energy so that whether you're playing soccer, you're playing baseball, or you're just walking in the park or having a picnic, you're protected. Not only are you protected from the elements, but the park is now protected from the elements. It was truly deteriorating from underneath itself. And the majority of the work over the last 2 years has been the major infrastructure changes and investment, starting with building out the storm network, then elevating the park, planting a bunch of trees, creating the hills, and importantly and significantly, that shoreline that that Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been quarterbacking for about 2 decades and took a number of federal, state, local partners to pull off.
So about a year away from opening, I'm wondering, who else are you working with for programming or different events a year from now to get people into the park and to really use it and make sure that people can see this transformation? Obviously, you mentioned the fields. I'm sure there's going to be some leagues and different games that'll want to head there. But I'm guessing you really want to make sure this is a humongous transformation that you have that place filled with people as much as possible.
That's right. And the community has been driving this process for about 7 years. They informed the design through Imagine LaSalle, and they've been with us every step of the way. This is truly our park. It is truly our community's park. And the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy has been doing a bunch of programming to not only make sure that all of our original beloved park users are engaged and feel like this is still their park, but so are many, many more people across the region. This is going to be a regional, a statewide destination. And so we have a bunch of programming coming up. We do that every year to activate the part of the park that's still open. June 30th, we're releasing our shoreline transformation video at Buffalo Brewing that documents the number of federal and state partners that came together to rebuild our 1 mile shoreline. So I please check that out. Later in the summer on July 6th, we activate the splash pad and the pool area. Last year, we had nearly 1,000 kids and their families come out to Ralph Wilson Park to kick off summer. And we're doing that again this year on July 6th. We have a bunch of events coming up that you can find out on our website, rwparkbuffalo.org. The community has been hand in hand in this. They're informing the programming. They're driving the process. And we're really excited to welcome them back into their park in just about a year.
Katie, what is the cost of this? And has it changed much since the beginning?
Yeah, we anticipate the cost of the full transformation to be a bit over $200 million. The original price tag before the pandemic was about $110 million. And I think the pandemic explains itself, but I think significantly the additional infrastructure projects that were added include the Ralph Wilson Park Bridge and the shoreline. And those two, as you might imagine, are pretty costly. And the community, the original intent was to just transform, the interior of LaSalle Park. And as work got underway and we heard from the community, the number one priority was access. This didn't feel like a park that people could safely get to, especially our Lower West Side community. And so we added a major infrastructure project, which is that Ralph Wilson Park Bridge and the improvements on the 4th Street side of the park, including a playground we're designing with the community. And then as work really got underway, we understood that the seawall was past its useful life. We saw the park deteriorating from underneath us, and the work needed to be done on the shoreline really increased. And so that 1 mile of shoreline being completely transformed certainly increased the price. So those three major projects came together to increase the cost in addition to everything we went through in the pandemic and post-pandemic.
All right. Well, hey, we look forward to more updates, and great to talk with you as always. Katie Campos, Executive Director of the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy, joining us live.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.